Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 5th of November, recording at 7:38 p.m. That's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights here of the day. Asian stock markets mainly stalled here, with the exception, well, that's maybe overstating the case, but the clear exceptions are Japan, which had another very strong day. That trend is steepening a bit, as I mentioned in comment, but it still has plenty of momentum, so I wouldn't be surprised if it goes further here in the short term. And also doing extremely well is South Korea. And then one of the recovery candidates, Taiwan, that had another strong day and is getting back to the top of its range. So that was the main bullish excitement in Asia. Now, in the European markets, a bit muted in here. We had small declines on the day, and Wall Street's been down pretty well all day, although not a big percentage move. Why might markets be worrying? Well, they have had an awfully good run of late. For the U.S. market, those Treasury bonds aren't doing all that well. There is the concern over rising interest rates that continues, and a feature of this. And then I think another factor is that some people have done extremely well and are recently nailing down a few profits in the short term. I don't think the run is over overall. I see no evidence of that at this stage, but there are warning signs of deterioration that are beginning to appear for Wall Street. The most serious one is the underperformance of that utilities index. But again, as I've emphasized in today's comment, it is above that October low, which is extremely important. If it takes out that October low, I think the U.S. market is in trouble. But say that's not a near-term risk, in my view. But I would not be surprised to see it happen at some point next year. Now, another important factor here in terms of stock market action is that while the actual The mining shares have stalled in their rally, despite the metals actually storming ahead. Now, maybe the metals will suddenly reignite. Metal shares, rather. Beg your pardon. Let me say that again. Maybe the mining shares will suddenly reignite and take off once again and play catch up. But you know, I've emphasized for years that the greater risks are in the shares, which face all these problems, and one of them that's certainly worrying them is rising costs, which eat into the profits. And a number of these mining companies are having a considerable amount of trouble increasing production. It's very difficult to do, either because they can't get the parts or because it's too expensive to gear up. Parts and machinery, I should say, shortages in tires, shortages in heavy earth moving equipment, shortages in skilled labor and personnel. Wages are going up. It's one of the few sectors around the globe where wages are increasing at a rapid rate. So, and then you have all those other problems, such as accidents, and then there's the threat of government expropriation in developing countries or windfall taxes, management difficulties, accidents, you name it. None of those factors, if they affect the metal, or if they do have any effect on the second hand or once removed effect on the metal price, it will be to lift it, because they are limiting the supply that's coming on stream. So I'll tell you what I'm going to be doing. I will be gradually winding down, or certainly reducing, my metal shares that I actually have relative to, let's say, the futures positions that I hold. Now, obvious candidate for that would be in the precious metals sector. In other words, I much prefer silver to silver shares, and I much prefer gold, either in the futures form or the gold ETFs, to gold mining shares. But what I will probably, what I will hold on to longest will be gold funds and also industrial metal funds. Okay, moving on to bonds. A little bit sluggish. That strong U.S. data hasn't helped, and the interest rates are still going higher. And of course, some of the Euroland data has been a little better as well. In currencies, this is not a good day for the dollar in here. It's off its lows, but it's been clipped in here fairly sharply. Earlier on in the day, it was looking like a moderate size, moderate to smallish downward dynamic. But you know what that picture looks like, or if you're interested in currencies, you certainly do. The dollar has been ranging against the euro. It hasn't been able to rally further, or in the other way around that people usually see it. The euro has not extended its downward break against the dollar. Neither has the Swiss franc. The yen remains weakest overall because it hasn't got any yield. Now, the highest yielding of the developed country currencies, and the yield looks like it's going to go up again, is the New Zealand dollar, and that's been just racing ahead. So there are still a lot of people long the US dollar. Now they're probably mainly long against the Japanese yen, and that'll probably be the last to go because of the very attractive yield differential. But we've already seen the dollar fall right back to its lows against the Canadian dollar. US dollar fall right back to its lows against Canadian dollar, and we've seen another resources currency, the New Zealand dollar, race ahead on that interest rate news. It's not through the previous high, but significantly it has broken a progression of lower rally highs, which I think date all the way back till March, lower or equal rally highs. So that looks fairly significant technically. And I maintain what I've been saying really for quite some time, that the dollar's bull looks very, very tired indeed. But it does still have those interest rate differentials or changes in rates in its favor. The real problem for the US dollar will be when the Fed signals that rates have gone up enough. Now, what else to mention here? Oil prices. Now they have come back. They had rallied up quite strongly earlier today, but they're almost a dollar off the high. They had run up earlier on weather changes, and that enabled me to sell about a third of my natural gas position. And my goodness, I wish I'd sold a lot because it's nearly a dollar off the highs that we have seen on the day. So maybe something has changed in the weather, or maybe something's been announced about supplies. I don't know. I don't want to spark rumors, so I'll go in and check the data and see if I can find out anything. But nevertheless, the crude oil price is still up 53 cents as I speak. The NYME price is at 59.85. See, it was up at 60.80, and what we're seeing here, I've been talking about the loss of downward momentum improvement in that oil chart, and describing it as just as a medium-term correction and a probable bottom area around that $55 level. Now, if that's the case, and I think the evidence suggests that it is, the technical evidence suggests that it is, then a tailwind for stock markets is reverting back to a headwind. It's not a serious headwind at this stage, but it could become one. And the natural gas prices, certainly if they get back up over that $14 region, will also be another major concern. Okay, what else to mention? Gold, silver, they march onwards in here very, very strong today. Gold bullion, as I speak, 509. So that's pretty impressive technical action overall. So far in this rally, they've been getting a rising consolidation. And I think that's pretty much it, folks. So all the best.